Hey, Jacob.
Hey, Carson. It's been a while.
It's been a long time, but we're back.
We are back. Back and better than ever. We have a lot of music to catch up on. Hopefully we can touch on some of it in this episode.
A lot of music to catch up on.
It's been what? Maybe, when was our last one? It was definitely last semester.
Yeah, it was definitely in the fall. Like, I think Thanksgiving.
Yikes.
It's been like 6 months.
Yeah.
Almost. That's nuts. But
wow, yeah, man, that's crazy.
I remember texting you like in January, and I was like, we need to do a segment on the podcast talking about like the hypest songs, because I was at the gym grinding naturally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you've been grinding, right?
I've been getting back in the gym.
Yeah. Senior year, it's what you gotta do.
Yeah, facts.
So yeah, not to flex, but I did bench 225 a couple weeks
ago. Oh, there you go. So, you wear the sleeveless shirts.
Yeah,
now.
I'm huge, everyone. Breaking news, I'm huge. Yeah, so, but you know what got me there was music.
Yeah, you can't bench 225 without some live music.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, well, I think we both have a couple picks of like the hypest music that gets us like adrenaline going, really fun.
Mm-hmm.
What's your number three?
My number three, see, I don't really know. I didn't pick an order of these three.
Okay.
I think this one could probably be my third. I don't know. It's really not in any particular order, but we'll call my number three, Mad City.
Okay.
By Kendrick.
I love that as a pick.
Yeah.
Kendrick has been my go-to when I've been working out, actually.
Really?
Like, I'll just put on Kendrick Shuffle.
Yeah, we were just talking the other day. He needs to drop an album sometime soon. Yeah. It's been way too long. And literally, honestly, he's probably my favorite rapper.
Right. So it's been like 6 years.
Has it really been that long?
Because it was our junior... If you don't count Black Panther soundtrack.
Okay, yeah.
It was junior year when Damn came out.
Wow. Well, 5 years? Since,
yeah, 5 years. You're right.
Yeah.
This is why I'm getting a degree in marketing. And you're an engineer.
I don't know, man. I can't even do simple math anymore. I gotta have my calculator or an Excel sheet.
Okay, well, that's a great pick.
Yeah, I think it's hype for me. Well, mostly because I know like the lyrics of the first verse and you know some of them after that. And like, you know, it's one thing if you're just listening to a song like that. But I think in order to be a hype song, at least for me, I have to like know the lyrics to it so I can you know sing along.
Mm-hmm.
or rap along. And this one, like, I remember preparing for the Kendrick concert while learning the lyrics of the song, and I'm glad I did because it's so much fun when it comes on now. Definitely gets me hype, and definitely takes a high seat in my 4 a.m. fuel playlist if I ever need to stay awake. So, but what you got? I'm excited to hear your picks.
My number three is Forever, Drake, Kanye, Lil Wayne.
Oh, dude, see, I almost picked that one.
Side note about this song, Cooper Sale, if you ever listen to this podcast.
I think he has been,
actually. I need you to know that I apologize for having the clean version of this song because he got so mad at me one time that I had the clean version, and he went to go say bitches at the end of, at least you got to witness bitches.
Oh, yeah.
But anyways, yeah, so... All of them combined just makes like a really good song. Sorry for the technical difficulties, everybody. Yeah, what are you gonna do? All right, what's your number two?
My number two, man, it's really a toss between two and one here, and honestly, Mad City too. But I'll call this one my number two. No Love by Eminem and Lil Wayne.
Wow.
Yeah, a little bit of a dark night, but when I was going through all my like my hype song playlist, like this one really stuck out, and I like every time this comes on, like I can't not be hyped to it.
Wow, I'm gonna be honest, I don't know if I've heard it.
Really, you've definitely heard it before. It's on the same album as Not Afraid.
Okay, yeah, I probably have. It's just not like
it's
just not like.
No, hitting. it's not a popular song at all. But for me, like, and that I think that's. One of the reasons I picked it also, you know, like...
I mean, it's classic Wayne and classic Eminem.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Like, that's... Like, that was their... Arguably prime. Their prime. Or at least, like, you know, near the end of it. So,
And it's just a really hype song for me. And again, knowing the lyrics to it makes it hype to listen to and keeps me awake if I ever need it. So, wow. Yeah, a little bit of a Dark Knight pick there, sleeper pick, Cinderella Story. But that's my number two, we'll call it. What do you got?
So I just realized that my picks, my third song has four rappers on it. And then two of those rappers are in my second pick. And then one of those rappers is in my top pick. So, like, one of them is in all three.
Interesting. I'm curious to see which one it is.
So, my number two pick, moving on, is The Motto by Lil Wayne.
Really?
I just, every time that song comes on, it just, like, hits a nerve. I don't know what it does. It just, like, it feels like something got, like an IV was put into my arm.
Yeah.
And I don't know, something, it just does something to me.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, I get it. I definitely would not crack my top five, but yeah, I mean, you can't argue with the song, that's for sure. But interesting pick. Mm-hmm. I wonder who your number one is. If it's going to be Drake or Lil Wayne. I can think of a lot of songs that could be in that top spot.
We'll just have to see. All right, hit me with it. What's your number one?
All right, so I really hope you know this song. I'm sure you've heard it before. If you haven't, you need to.
I'm nervous.
Champions.
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Yeah. All right, just making sure. Yeah, so this song, I guess it's by Kanye, but it features Travis Scott, Quavo, Gucci Mane, Designer, Big Sean, 2 Chainz, and Yo Gotti.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people.
That's a roster.
Yeah.
It's a lineup.
But... Yeah, I mean, it just gets me hype. I can't really say much else. Like, and I think I know most of the lyrics, probably not all of them, but yeah, I mean, just similar reasoning to my other two picks as to why I got in this top three hype songs. But what about you? What's your number one?
My number one is 6'7", Lil Wayne featuring Corey something. No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. I usually just skip the song at that point.
Word to my llama, drama. What does he say? Corey Guns. Who the heck is that?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think I've ever heard of him.
Shout out Corey Guns.
Song.
You're on the hypest song of all time. but yeah, this just... Okay, this is crazy. I looked up his profile, and his top three most popular songs are just different versions of 6'7".
Yeah,
like, literally,
out.
That's all... That he's ever been
Yeah,
on.
How does a guy like that get on a song like that?
What the heck? He has a song with Rihanna from 2006.
Huh.
Maybe we'll have to listen to it. All right, well. Yeah, that's the one for me. I just think it's... I don't even know how to talk about it without, like... It feels like I'm on a roller coaster, like, as soon as I put it on.
Dude, the one thing I will say about that song that I can't say about Champions or... Definitely not, or Mad City is like this too, but it's very lyrically sound. Like, Lil Wayne has like so many like little like plays on his words in that song, like that you don't even necessarily like catch unless you like look at the lyrics or just listen to it closely. But
Real G's Move in Silence, like,
that's definitely the top one.
That's a goat line.
Like, Mind So Sharp, I'll F Around and Cut Your Head Off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, just like throughout the whole song.
Clever.
Yeah, very clever and hype.
Well, should we talk about Wayne now?
I guess if he's in your top three songs.
Yeah, I'd love to know like your favorite Wayne songs.
My favorite Wayne song is definitely that one. Mm-hmm. And Mona Lisa for sure. Mm-hmm. I think that could have potentially been in the hype songs.
We did a podcast on that.
Did we?
I think we did.
Wait, on that... Oh, we did!
I feel like that was, like...
On that whole album?
Almost the first one.
Yeah, you might be right. Shoot.
Am I...
Or we at least have talked about Mona Lisa before. Or that whole album. And what's the other song in there that you like? Is it...
Uproar.
Uproar, that's right.
Yeah. Fire.
Yeah. I don't know. He's got a lot of good songs. Definitely Mona Lisa and 6'7" are my favorites. I think he has a lot of good features, too.
Mm-hmm. He's so versatile.
Yeah, definitely.
I was just looking at like how he has. I mean, obviously, like hype songs like "Uproar" and 6'7" and "A Millie."
Ooh, A Millie. That's a good one.
And then also he has like Mrs. Officer, and he also has that song with Bruno Mars, Mirror.
Dude, I love that song.
That's such a good song.
I love that song. Dude, that's the thing with Lil Wayne. I just forget about all these songs. I wish I'd listened to them more. How to Love, too.
Yep.
That's a classic. Mm-hmm, classic. Let me go look at his profile, man. I'm going to probably just forget about all these songs. Let's see. A Sucker for Pain is the top
one. That's a good song.
It is.
A lot of people on that song. Yeah, but I'm trying to think of what else. But I always, he's always on, I forgot he's on No Problem. And I'm the One, Uproar, HYFR. Just, he's the GOAT.
Yeah. Oh, wait. What's the song in here? Oh, Right Above It with Drake.
Oh, that's a good one, too. Mm-hmm.
Man, I could keep going. I'm just going through all his old albums.
You know what I want? I want a Young Money mixtape in 2021.
That's true. With
Drake, Wayne, and Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
Could you just imagine?
I could be about that.
It'd be so fun. It won't happen, but...
No.
They're all in very different parts of their career at this point.
Yeah.
So.
In fact, one might say that they're all three kind of on their way out.
Yeah, I feel like probably. I mean, Drake is like... there's nothing that's gonna be better.
He's not topping himself.
He can make hits after hits after hits, like continue to make them, but like nothing will, like the output just won't be as good,
mm-hmm.
which is sad. But you know, it's what we have to live with.
Yep.
But okay. All right. Next, we're going to go back into our Kanye bracket because it's been a while.
yeah, we just had to. Go back and listen to our last podcast to figure out where we left off.
Yeah, literally have brain fatigue and forgotten. Okay, first matchup, though, is No Church in the Wild versus Waves.
Yeah, this is a tough one. What do you think?
I think both are incredible and a big part of Kanye's discography. But I think I'd have to lean Waves.
Probably. Yeah, definitely unfair that No Church in the Wild got matched up with this in the mm-hmm. first round. But then again, there's a lot of good Kanye songs, and eventually you got to go.
Waves kind of like punches you like immediately in the face. Yeah. It's like really in your face.
Like literally, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going with that one.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
All right, what's next?
We got Lift Off and Real Friends.
Another... Watch the Throne versus T-Lop matchup.
Yeah. I don't know. I think...
Beyonce sounds great, but...
I don't think either of these are, like, superb. They're just good. But probably Real Friends would be my pick.
Yeah, I'm with you on Real Friends. All right. The next matchup is Violent Crimes off Ye.
And then Kids See Ghosts off of Kids See Ghosts. not gonna lie, I wasn't a huge fan of Kids See Ghosts. There were some good songs on there.
I like Reborn.
Reborn was good.
And the one where he's like, I put my hand on the stove.
Oh, yeah. I don't even remember the name of it.
I think it's Free. Maybe, I don't remember. I think that's right.
But. Yeah. But I did like Ye, and I honestly, Violent Crimes might be my favorite song on that album. I know, like, not... most people probably wouldn't agree with me. They'd probably pick, what is it, All Mine? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, I like All Mine.
Yeah. I do, too, and it's kind of a toss-up. But I definitely, in this matchup, I gotta pick Violent Crimes. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I really like Violent Crimes, so I'm with you. I can't remember even exactly how kids... like, what kids...
Yeah, I don't either, but I remember not really liking it.
Yeah. Okay, and the last matchup is Flashing Lights versus... Gorgeous.
So what do you think?
I know I really like Flashing Lights. I just feel like it just reminds me of Outer Space. I mean, that's really all I have to say about it. But Gorgeous is a great song too, so I could go either way.
Yeah, I like, we have to pick Gorgeous here. Like, I just like this song way too much to have it be knocked out in the first round.
Alright.
Like, some of the lyrics in it are just incredible, and That's where he has like the Black Balls lyric. I don't know if you remember that.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just like, I don't know. It there's like a, he like somehow makes a song good using like a kazoo. Like,
I'm gonna listen to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy on my way home today, I think. It's been a while.
Yeah, it is a good, I think that's my favorite album, but mm-hmm. And this, besides Runaway, like, this is probably my favorite song of that album.
It'll always be Monster for me.
Monster, oh, I forgot about Monster too.
I don't know, there's a lot of good songs.
Yeah, there are.
New Dress and,
yeah.
All the Lights.
Yeah, oh shoot, man. Okay, maybe Gorgeous is like my number three.
And there's something else that we're definitely forgetting that's on. Lost in the
World. Honestly, Dark Fantasy is pretty good too.
Monster. Power.
God, crap.
Yeah.
Alright, but either way, I don't care if you like Flashing Lights better. Like, this is gonna be my one that, like, I'm gonna, like,
push through.
I'm gonna push through. Okay. Yeah.
Alright, cool. I'm good with it.
All right, sweet.
All right, we're going to go into our last segment today, which is Hot or Not, where we bring three songs that have come out recently, and we talk about whether or not we think they're hot or if they're not.
Yep.
Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Jacob, hit me with your first pick.
My first pick is Only Wanna Be With You by our main man, Posty. It's like some Pokemon song, too. I don't even know what it was supposed to be a theme song for. But what are your thoughts?
You know it's a cover, right?
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Like, it's Hootie and the Blowfish. Like, Darius Rucker.
Oh,
I'll play it right now, and you're going to, like, be like, oh. You'll know it immediately.
Okay.
But I do like the cover.
Oh. I never really put that together. Okay. Well, I think I like the post one better.
I mean, that's your lesson in musical education.
I guess so. Yeah.
But
who am I having this podcast?
I think you're right. The cover is great.
Yeah.
It's got some like electric, you know, like it's got the Pokemon. Like,
yeah, yeah, it has a Pokemon.
Like, I don't know how they did that, but it like definitely gives me Pokemon vibes.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Like, I don't know how you incorporate that well.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you, Post Malone. We miss you. Can you please drop an album?
There was some like April Fool's thing. I don't have social media either. I heard you say that earlier, but I think Ben like shared it to me. But it was like that Post Malone was Actually, it was that Post Malone was dropping like a collab country album. Maybe it was it wasn't Darius Rucker. It was somebody else.
Okay.
But it was an April Fool's joke, so.
I wouldn't low-key be about a Post Malone country record.
Me too.
He's not a rapper. Like, he's just not a rapper anymore.
He's a singer.
And so I think he could totally pull it off somehow.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah, he's got the voice for it.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily need, like, a country accent either.
True. No, you don't.
All right, what's your first one?
My first pick is, I guess we never talked about the behemoth that was Driver's License on this podcast.
I guess we never did.
But the follow-up to Driver's License, which came out yesterday, called Deja Vu.
Okay, so it came out yesterday. I was like...
Yeah, no.
Like, all right.
It's brand new.
Okay. I was really on the fence with this one. But I think I'm going to go with Hot. She's got an incredible voice, that's for sure. I think that's why that Driver's License song got so much popularity. Well, that's not the only reason. I think it just kind of blew up and you had a little exponential graph there. Yeah.
It was so cool to watch the numbers.
Yeah.
I can't believe
it set like records and stuff?
Yeah, she has like the biggest daily streams on Spotify ever. Like in a single day.
Wow.
I think it was like 17 million or something.
Holy crap.
Yeah, it was just insane.
No one had ever, at least I hadn't ever even heard of her before.
Yeah, I had seen that show and, like, obviously, like, knew of her, but, like, I mean, I was just like, oh, she has a song coming out, that's cool. But, like, I don't know, it's cool. It's like, she was, like, a superstar overnight.
Yeah.
Pretty sweet. But I really like the song too. You can like really hear it sounds very much like Lord to me and Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
So it kind of is like someone who like grew up listening to Lord Taylor Swift like we did.
True.
And then now she's making music. That's why it's kind of cool. Because yeah. She's like, I mean, she's 18. So it makes sense.
But. Yeah. And this was definitely another like emo high school song.
Yes. Yes.
But like the lyrics had some good thought behind it, uh-huh. which a lot of songs don't these days. So yeah, I was on the fence. Like it wasn't like a resounding hot, but it was hot. It was a good song.
All right. What's your second one?
My second one is off of the newly released Justin Bieber album, There She Go, featuring Lil Uzi Vert.
I love.
Okay.
I love it.
I figured you would. And I also, yeah, I usually just pick songs that I think are hot. I need to like pick one that's on the fence.
I know. But. I like, yeah. It's that's a good thought. But yeah. I love that song. I love the Justin Bieber album. I'm like blown away by it, honestly. Yeah. I was like doing a bunch of research about how it came together, and it's totally like he just had like every hit producer and writer like get in a room and like make music for him.
Mm-hmm.
And like I think like most of the songs have I'm blanking on his name. John Bellion.
Someone did tell me that.
And produced like most of the songs on the album.
Yeah.
And so it's like fire. And I just think it's so good. And like the deluxe version with Lil Uzi is good.
Yeah.
The verse is like very, like Uzi's verse is like, it's good, but it's just like not what I was expecting. It feels like a little like, hey Uzi, we want you on a pop song. Like,
yeah.
Can you clean
definitely
up?
Definitely not his usual genre.
Yeah.
But.
Can you clean it up a little bit and like, it works fine, but it's just, like, interesting.
Yeah.
I will say, did you listen to the DaBaby song?
With Bieber? I think I listened to it once, but pretty passively, yeah. So I didn't really have time to digest or analyze
it. Huge letdown for me.
Really?
Huge letdown.
Maybe that's why I haven't listened to it again, because this one I listened to multiple times.
Yeah, and it was really exciting. I was really excited to see that it was coming, and then that was let down.
The Quavo song was pretty good, too.
I like the Quavo one.
I almost picked that one for this, but I thought this one was a little better. I've listened to it a lot, but I've just kind of listened to the ones with features on it. but if it's good enough, as you're saying, I might have to listen to the whole thing.
I'll send you some good ones.
Okay.
But yeah, it's good. Kyle Drennan has been listening to Ghost in the shower like every day this week.
Wait, he actually might have been the one that told me that John Bellion was the one that helped him produce something.
Yeah, I'll show you after this. I'll show you. There's like, you have you heard Hold On?
Yeah, was that one of the ones that was on the initial?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
And you can like hear John Bellion singing on the song.
Okay.
I'll show you, but it's pretty sweet. But I guess that leads us in, well, to my second pick, which is Peaches off the Justin Bieber record.
Yeah.
With Daniel Caesar and Giveon. Giveon?
Yeah, I don't know either of those guys.
You do.
Or maybe, oh, wait. Because, well, I know I've heard Daniel Caesar before.
Giveon has been blowing up a couple songs. Have you heard that song, Heartbreak Anniversary?
I can't say I have. Okay,
and then also, let me play this for just a hot second.
Is that him? Yeah. Oh, okay.
Crazy, right?
That is crazy.
I didn't realize that, and he's also on All We Got.
Oh, okay. Yeah, some of these guys are just like just feature on these huge
songs.
Also,
I'd recommend his album. I haven't done the whole album, but there's a couple songs that I've like found that like both him and Daniel Caesar are super talented, so it's cool to see them being on like a hit song.
Definitely.
But Peaches is fire, obviously. So
well, actually I'm gonna say not on this one.
Okay. Say more.
I don't know. It just didn't stick out. I think the other ones did. I'm not going to say it's a bad song by any means, but I don't know. I was just, I listened to it like kind of passively. Like I was like listening to the lyrics, but like not like, you know, my attention wasn't completely devoted to it.
Yeah.
But like the lyrics were just kind of like stupid from what I heard. Like, I get my peaches from Georgia or something like that. Like, what does that mean?
That's a good point. The first day the album came out, I think that was like my favorite, like Peaches. And then like, as I've been listening to the album, like I'm like already kind of getting tired of it. Which is just interesting because it's only been like 2 weeks, so I don't know how that's happened. But anywho, yeah, I really like it, and yeah. I think it went number one in its first week, which is a sign that it's resonating with a lot of people, which is good. So yeah.
Well, yeah. Sorry, I'm gonna have to go with Not, but not a bad song though. My third one is Story of My Life by Aunt Clemens.
When you said that, I was like, wait, I listened to, I was like, by One Direction?
Oh.
Story of My Life.
Oh, I forgot about that song. Holy crap. But yeah, this Aunt Clemens dude, I'd never heard of him until he was like on a couple of Kanye's Jesus is King songs. Mm-hmm. I can't remember which ones, but I don't know. What were your thoughts?
I liked it. I think I need a couple more spins to figure out how I really like it. I don't know. You know me, I really like the upbeat, trashy stuff.
That's true.
And this is not upbeat or trashy, mm-hmm. so it's hard for me to figure out if I like it off the bat. So we'll see.
Okay.
I'll get back to you.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and say I think it's hot. I mean, it's like not like a hype song or anything, so it's like hot might not be the right word for it, but it definitely is a good song. He's got a really good voice in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool to see that like Kanye kind of, I guess, found that talent when, you know, no one had ever heard of him. Actually, I'm pretty sure he talks about that in the song. but yeah, I thought it was pretty good. What was your third one?
My third one. Oh, okay. It's by Brockhampton. Count on Me. Thoughts?
Same thing. I was kind of on the fence, but I'll say hot. To be honest, am I supposed to know who this Brockhampton guy is? Because I don't.
They're actually, like, technically, like, eight of them. It's like a band.
Oh.
They're like a boy band.
Interesting.
Have you heard... You've heard Sugar, right? Spending all my nights alone, wait. I've been singing on this podcast too much today.
Yeah, you have.
Instead of just playing the song.
Good thing we don't get a lot of listeners.
Yeah. Here, I'll play it. Spending all my nights
alone, waiting for you. I've never heard that before.
Interesting. Okay. Well, basically, they're like, I don't know, they're like a boy band. I saw them at Firefly a couple years ago.
Okay.
And they're like a cult. They're like kind of a cult. I mean, have you heard of, who's that guy in it? A couple of like the members in the band are like bigger than the band.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what their names are. Kevin Abstract, I think is one.
I don't know.
I think Dominic Fike. Is that right? Am I making that up? Members of Brockhampton. No, I think I'm making that up. I don't think Dominic Fike was in Brockhampton. I'm making that up. Anyways, I just think they have like a big following on like social media and stuff, and my brother is like obsessed with Brockhampton, and so he sent me the song, and it feels like very, I think it'll be big this summer. I think it's gonna be a sleeper hit, and it sounds something that people will drive around and listen to with the windows down, so that's why.
Yeah, we'll see. That definitely has the potential to be that kind of song.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought it was good enough to get it hot from me. I'm guessing same from you.
Yep. Hot.
Yep. So, let's see. I guess that's all three of our picks for those. So, we'll have to do another milk or wine segment next time.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
I like that segment.
Well, we did it. We really recorded another
podcast. We're back. So hopefully it's only 1 or 2 weeks before our next one.
Yeah, seriously. All right. Well, thanks for listening. If anyone listened, sweet.
I meant to ask, have you been catching up with all the Mav City albums they've dropped? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, four albums.
I'm having fatigue. Like, yeah. I'm literally having fatigue.
Yeah, it's been a lot. I mean, it's been, like, they've been good, but, like, man, like, they've dropped, like, four albums, I think, since our last podcast.
When I was
pumping it out.
Yeah, when I was in quarantine, when I didn't have COVID, but I still had quarantine, I caught up. Mm-hmm. So I felt pretty good then, but then I think like two more have come out since.
There's like a Spanish one or something too, which I'm not even gonna listen to.
Yeah, but there's one with Elevation coming out soon.
Oh really? Okay, yeah. that could be pretty good.
Yeah. So.
I mean, I can't say it's like any of the stuff is bad. I mean, it's just all like spontaneous worship, but.
I really like the stuff with Brian and Katie Torwalt, if you know. What I'm talking
I probably
about.
Know their voices.
Jubilee.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So. That one's fire.
Yeah. They're just pumping it out. But yeah, I meant to tell you about that earlier. Make a joke at the beginning about how they've dropped like four albums since our last podcast. But
they have. They're like the anti Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah. True.
And Rihanna.
Yeah. Gosh.
She has dropped an album since our junior year too.
Yeah.
Which is kind of nuts. What are they doing?
I don't know.
What
do you do if you're an artist and you're not making music? Unless they're just like literally like perfecting their music, like Kanye does.
Right.
But even he like generally drops an album every year or two.
That's just ridiculous. All right. Well, we'll have to do this again soon.
Yeah. Facts.
All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah. Peace.